A very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. You're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, Mshaka 4 September. I think it's 4 September. Mshaka 2, 2018. My name is Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninge.
Once again, Bafethu, thank you for joining us. Igama lami, I'm your host for tonight, Mike Hove. Lisanda ungena kuhlelo The Connection, our youth forum program that is targeted towards tackling izinto ezikhangelele labatsha eZimbabwe, the youth. So, Bafethu, in today's topic, from the kicking off of electoral campaign, ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, he seems to have sung one very important message, I guess. Some would say important, some wouldn't say it's important. However, he's sung the same song in Zimbabwe, lapo, wherever he goes in the world. He's kept saying, Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that motto, ilenjongo A1, eyokuthi, he's looking towards opening umnotho welizwe. So that one thing that abantu abasakhulayo have asked for seems to be able to be there. Abantu abasakhulayo, a lot of young people have been asking for jobs, imisebenzi bafethu. And also, some have been looking for investment opportunities within the country. So, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to amanye ama panelists etu who seem to have the answer to that. So, I don't know whether Zimbabwe is open for business or not. However, today, kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to abantu who have come about with information that allows abantu abasakhulayo to not only invest within their own country, however, there will be employment opportunities. So ilolu daba olukhona lamhlanje egudwini, and we also want to hear from Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are Zimbabweans, wherever you are in the world. Do you believe ukuthi ilizwe lethu is open for business? Njalo amathuba ukuthi kulomsebenzi, are there jobs in Zimbabwe? Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo Vanso.
Mike,
Skipan.
It's been a minute. Good to see you.
Yes.
So, today, tiri kutaura nezve vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe.
Ndiyo nyaya irimo.
Vari kuZimbabwe chete kana kuti nevari kumwe kwese.
Kwese, siyamuzi umzilu mungameli ya siti Zimbabwe is open for business.
Zimbabwe is open for business. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe yavhurwa mikana yekuti kuitwe mabhizimisi. Vachitaura mutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa, ndoshoko ravari kufamba vachiparidza kwese kwavari kutenderera nenyika yese nekwavanosvika mumisangano yavanopinda. Shoko iro ravasikurusiya pasi. Saka nhasi imimi vechidiki, chijana chiri kwamuri kuti tinzwewo kwamuri kuti muri kuiona here yakavhurika Zimbabwe, mikana yacho iriko here. Kune vamwewo vari kuti hakuna chavari kuona, hanzi dololo. Kune vamwewo vari kuti vari kuzvigona. Tinzwewo kuti vari kuzvigona, vari kuzvigona sei. Mm-hmm. Vari kuzvitadza voita sei kuti vagonewo zviri kuita vari kuzvigona. Saka tichataura nevamwe vakomana nevasikana vechidiki vane zvavari kutoita vari kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe vari kwavari muchirongwa chanhasi. Saka uyai tikurukure titandare tiri pano, tichanzwa zvakawanda. Mike.
Ngempela Bafethu, so ukuti lingene kuhlelo to join our discussion namhlanje, please bhala nama nombolo yenu noma lingasithinta ecingweni. The number to call is +12026192077. Yoni number inombolo yetu yase studio. That's our studio number, Bafethu. Lingasithumezela njalo. You can send us a WhatsApp message on +12024650318. Bafethu, the topic at hand is Zimbabwe open for business. Abantu abasakhulayo, are there employment opportunities in the country for you? Njalo, are you looking towards investing in Zimbabwe?
Mike, so the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So, Bafethu, it's khona njalo ebulenjini kanye ngani. For the past couple of days, we weren't on Facebook, but lamhlanje sikhona ukhasi lethu ele VOA Studio 7. That is our English page. That's where we are today. So, Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, bhalani imilayezelo, nyoraima comments enyu, nyoraima number, nopinda mchirongwa. If you're looking towards joining the program, write it. We are live on VOA Studio 7. It's khona njalo on our three web pages. www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com. It's khona njalo www.voandebele.com.
Mm. Mike, so who do we have today?
So, Lamhlanje Evans, Kangeluti, we're going to have abantu abasakhulayo who are joining the program.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, our everyday listeners, our beautiful, beautiful family, we're looking towards having a young gentleman who's going to be joining our program. He's part mm-hmm. of a young Zimbabwean organization. That is looking towards providing young Zimbabwean miners with the opportunity towards getting loans, opening companies, and more within the mining sector. We're looking towards having another young entrepreneur who started a startup in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, he just texted me like a couple of minutes ago to say he can't join us. However, silawama video ake that explain more about his work and more about employment opportunities. His name is Tafara Makaza. He's the founder of a car sharing app in Zimbabwe that recently launched in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo and you think ukuthi then there was a transport ziyang hlupa, check it out. It's called at Zim Taxi, ZimTaxi, Zim Taxi, ngiyaphinda njalo. And he also has other different platforms, Evans, that look towards linking up ama entrepreneurs that are in different fields.
Is he a mini Alibaba or something?
Well, we don't know yet. But you know, it's interesting because I've been having conversations with several different people, and Abanye Abantu keep saying, "Uthi, the next big startup place within Africa is in Zimbabwe."
You see, whenever there is a crisis, wherever it is in the world, believe me, there is a line of opportunities for people to just come in and pounce in. So, like you're saying, there is lots of opportunity. Of
diamonds
opportunities.
Come from pressure.
My God, I don't know what to do, but
we're
going to talk to people who know what to do.
So, so as we kick off the program, I just promised you all, we have videos that illustrate imisebenzi yabantu laba abachiyeneyo. We're going to check out our first video, which is a video that was, which is about the company ekamnumzana uTafara Makaza, the gentleman I just told you about. He's the founder of ZimTech. He also, ZimTaxi. I don't know why I'm saying ZimTech. ZimTaxi, which is a car sharing app. He's also a founder of different organizations. You guys should check him out on Twitter. Check out ZimTaxi at ZimTaxi. That's ZimTaxi. Check them out on Twitter and you'll find out more about their company. However, let me just give you a snippet of what ZimTaxi is all about. Bafetu, let's go to a young video there where we'll show you how ZimTaxi works and we'll come back and sikhuluma njalo ngobuningi bethu. Yes, Bafetu, you saw there how ZimTaxi works. For those that are living in the diaspora, you have a big idea as to how Uber and Lyft work. ZimTaxi is the same principle. However, Kanyangani, it uses less data. And of course, for we know that in Zimbabwe, Evans, in double air data, in on net.
Hey, correct.
So this young gentleman, because he's so smart, what he did was he made sure to call in option iripo. You can call them and they'll organize a ride for you and you can pay for it. So that's how smart it is, unlike Uber. So Bafetu, that was Tafara Makaza. We also have other videos whereby he illustrates different ventures that he's in. And of course, for those that are looking towards joining his ventures, he will explain more. Unfortunately, we couldn't have him on the show. However, once again, if you're all looking towards learning more about these entrepreneurship, you know, Evans, within Africa.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where you remember Dada would say Mwanong and Okchkor.
Uno Ziza
with
a degree.
With a degree.
One in bus.
Exactly. Nowadays it looks as though the young generation still and Jengabantabasokulai. We don't want to be someone else's employee.
Man, I think that's where the world is going to. If you check out most of the young millionaires in the world globally.
Abantabasokulai, yep.
My guy, Uchao Nagoti Van Uchaevarguita Mari Nochkisa.
However, we don't encourage kutusa
maybe sometimes haisinya yechikoro chete iri important mune vechidiki vari
kukura. It's about finding entrepreneurship
exactly.
Within yourself.
Kuziya kwauri kuenda kwakakosha futi. Ziya kwauri kuenda chauri kuda ne end goal.
Right.
One.
With that in mind, Bafetu, let us go to our first guest of the day. It's Nitshelile Sathi Umnumzana Ephraim Fundikwa. He is the gentleman that I was telling you about who is part of the mining organization. Let's go to him and he'll tell us more about these opportunities that they seem to be opening up for abantu abasakhulayo. Bakuru, Bafundikwa, Magadiye.
Kazwai, wakuru bakadiwo ikoko kufefetera.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripo. Tinokamuchira ikamuchirongwa chedu mukuru.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekuti pamukana wekutaurawo zvatinoita kuno kuZimbabwe. Imi muri ikoko.
Aiwa, ndizvo izvozvo Evans. Chimbotaurawo kana vakuru.
Mukoma Ephraim, zviri kufamba here?
Right, Evans. Ko, kuno wakabarini.
Kubabatikana ipapo, babambata ipapo.
Ipapo pazvakangotanga kudaro takabata tosiya.
Katisira katakadai, but uchashamisika wodzoka uone kuti kuno kuvasina kudzidza vaya tochera.
Aiwa, cherai ndo zvatakutsvagirai nhasi izvozvo tinzwe kuti muri kuzvifambisa sei kwamuri kuchera chera uku. Zviri pamutemo here macherero amunoita? Ndechikorokoza here? Muri kubatsira sei vamwe vechidiki vari kupinda munyaya dzekuchera idzi?
Ndinotenda. Organization yedu inonzi Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining. Inomiririra ndezvekuti vechidiki ava chaona kuti vane nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kushandisa kuchera. Vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo, vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo vazhinji vacho. Saka takaona kuti mukana watinawo, isu vava kuchera zviri pamutemo, toziva kuti takafamba sei kuti tigone kuchera zviri pamutemo. Ngatichitoraiwo ava vasati vachera zviri pamutemo, vagone kuchera zviri pamutemo sezvinodiwa nehurumende yedu.
Saka munovabatsira sei kuti zvinhu zvavo zvirongeke pamutemo zvipindewo mugwara rinodiwa nehurumende?
Zvakanaka, isu sevanhu vakapfuura nomo taakuziva kuti zvinofamba sei kuti utore prospectors license kana uchida kuchera, uye kuti vanopega vanobatsira sei, masurveyors, maengineers vanokubatsira sei. Saka muorganization yedu varimo vanhu vandiri kutaura nezvavavo. Zvatinoita ndezvokuti unoziva panonzi kwaputika kwakati, tinomhanya ikoko, tonobatana nevana vechidiki variko vanoshuvira kuti vapege nzvimbo dzakadero, then toengage government, macommissioners variko vakatekeshera nzvimbo dzose, tobatana navo ivavo vanokwanisa kuti vopega kupegera vanava. Saka isusu seorganization tovarejista, voita mamembers edu, ivo vachiwana maclaims avo. Even my investors taakukwanisawo kuvatsvagira, nokuti padande mutande apa kungoposta claim yako nenzvimbo yayo nemarekods ainawo kana unawo kana usina. Taura pachena kuti kuno hatisati taenda kulebhu, uyai tiende kulebhu tose. Tinoona my investors vachiuya. Saka ndodonzo hombe rekuti tichere pamutemo. Organization yedu ichabatsira zvakanyanya vechidiki kuti vachere pamutemo.
Aha, mirai tikubatei pamuromo musati maenda kure. Vabva vatotanga kufona vechidiki, ndofunga vamwe vanenge vachida kutobvunzawo kuti muri kupi, zvinofamba sei. Saka batai zvenyu makadaro, tiri kudzoka kwamuri manje manje.
Zvakanaka.
Tanzwa kuti pabva patoita mumwe mutevere.
Ngempela Evans ngiyazi kuti silo mlaleli. Right, I hear we have a caller online. Caller mlaleli. Mtereri, makade yenyu, sawubona puti. Hello.
Kunjani nomba?
Ngiyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Hano, ngiyaphila
baba. Igama ngubani baba?
NguSolomon akonyoni la.
Right, baba Solomon. Angithi indaba ekhona egudwini namhlanje uyayazi?
Ya, ngizwile indaba yegolide yokwemba igolide le.
Manje uthini ngalokho?
Ya, ngithi mina yabona indaba le inhle kakhulu ngoba nje kuye ngama-resources awelizwe lethu afuzethi abantu ngabayabhenefitha. Kuhle makuthi kugejwa ngendlela e-right. Manje into ehluphayo ukuthi ngiyangibona kwesikhathi esiningi makuthiwa siya kuma-election kuba yindaba esetshenziswa ukuthi abantu bacina sebevunyelwa beze begibha nendaba ezingakhangela kakhulu njengemina ngihlala ekhwekhwe. Yabona ikhwekhwe ngabe ikhwekhwe leya? Amakorokosi acina sesithiwa amandla ngabezembusazwe, ibandla ibusayo lebe zibeze begibha la ngethawuni konke. Inqadi ukuthi bafuna nje amavoti. Mawuthi wathiwa indaba yethu, wathiwa ngathiwa indaba efuze nga abafana bangasebenziyo baphila ngayo, ngathiwa bafakwa njengobaba lo ekhuluma nje ukuthi ngawuthiwa kule ndlela esifike bebe ngama-groups bethola ama-license kusetshenzwe okusemthethweni. Manje twa ukuthi indaba yakhona nje kukhulunywa nje ephepheni nje, kodwa practical on the ground awu into leyisebenzi and uthola ukuthi na abantu abadala bona abayibo abaziphethe embusweni yibo abantu ababenefita into eziya umntwana ogebhayelwa kazi kathola lutho abatholayo kuba ngathi basebenzela bona lawo abemkhaba lapho andiyabona at end of the day uba ngathi ilizwe leli selingabantu abengcosana labo abantu abayi 20 ufuze ukuba into yonke etholakala emhlabathini etholakala kube yini ibenefit yabona ayibenefit umuntu wonke ndiyabona le mali
ima kancane baba wothi ngibambe umnomo sizwe ukuthi ufundikwa yena uthini ngalokho bafundikwa muripoparinari yanii bafundikwa
badobaye
right manzi wazi uri kutaurwa nemuteereri vasolomon
andinaunyatso bata zvakawanda zvacho
right
ndabva matambudziko mangu mashomanene munogona kuita unpack mukoma
right right what I'll do is I'll unpack nechirungu so that all of us inclusively can hear zvauri kutaura baba Solomon angiti lawo isikhiwa uyasikhuluma
ngiyasikhuluma la ngishona ngiyakhuluma
ah ngempela masikhulumeni sonke ngesikhiwa ke right Mr. Solomon lapho ngiza kubuza ngesikhiwa what exactly did you talk about when you were talking about ama problems lawa that you are facing ngale khwekhwe when you're speaking about NAA gold and mining?
I was actually saying that, you know, the problem with our country is that you know, some laws are being violated when we are towards the elections, when our politicians are campaigning, such that even our land being degraded, those partners, they are allowed to violate the laws. You see, and I'm just suggesting that if this gentleman, what he's saying, that if our youths were accorded, you know, the right to work, you know, to do their mining in a proper way. So that respecting the environment, respecting other things, so that they can benefit from the land. But now, look, now the laws can be said, or the programs can be said now, but when it comes to the election, everything is just cancelled. We work like the animal farm, you see. So now, I was also saying that, you know, you look at Zimbabwe, at the end of the day, find those people are working on the ground. They don't benefit from that panning. The big people who are establishing these who are coming with these programs, that people are benefiting. At the end of the day, the guy who is panning there by Grob and Phoenix mine or what Kisia Tota mine there, he gets nothing at the end of the day. If you look at that person, he can't even buy a pair of shoes. You see, so that, to me, that one is it's like we are still under that time when we're being ruled by white people because we're just abused.
So, Mustafa Ndikwa, tell me something. As an organization, what role do you guys play here towards helping and defending the normal worker, especially now that we're talking about young people? Van Richardik.
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, we would want to acknowledge that there are a number of young people who are mining illegally. But we have engaged the ZRP. We also engage the environmental management agency because, you know, for you to be able to mine very well or legally, you need to have clearance from EMA. And the costs that are associated with that are one of the prohibitive measures that has been put that actually restrict young people to mine. Thereby, they will take the illegal route. But with an organization set up, we will be able to organize those young people into syndicates. And when you're a group of 4, 5, 6, up to 10 young miners, you'll then be able to raise resources. And since we also shared with you that we have specialists or experts within the organization, they will be able to offer those services at discounted rates to our members. So what we then want to encourage is, please affiliate as members, and when you are members, we'll then be able to offer such this. And then for the caller who indicated that would want to see a scenario where everyone who is engaged in mining, mining in a legal way, we want to subscribe to that notion. And also, just to take heed from His Excellency the President, who indicated that politics should take back seat, mm-hmm. and economics takes the front seat. We hope that politics will not again take the front seat, but will continue taking the back seat. So with this, I think we have 5 years that we would be able to use to organize the sector, to organize the young people, so that even mentorship can actually be passed on from those who have been in, assisted during this time. So we hope that in all regions we'll be able to go through the process and assist as many as possible young miners, organize them in groups, engage environmental management agents, engage the Ministry of Mines, because they also have loan schemes of some sort in terms of Zimbabwe Miners Fund, which can assist in equipping those groups so that they can start to mine. And then we also engage Fidelity, which is the sole buyer of gold, for example, as he's saying in Kwekwe, mm-hmm. would want that Fidelity be able to take profits from these groups. And this will also aid the development of our nation, especially in the advent of the currency, the United States dollars that we are looking for as a nation, would want that being retained in the country. Hmm. And I think we are going in a positive direction, in a positive way. And these partners are responding very well to our call to collaborate and to work together. And we would want to see a better future for the young miners.
Hmm. Baba Solomon, yasuthiseka na ngale mpendulo yakhe.
Yabona ama program eZimbabwe baba. Wonke mayikhulunywa kufana nama program kahulumeni ngazi kube yikampeni yabo manje ikhuluma kanje ungavota ukuthi alabo nampa abantu ngathule bakhona ukuze into right. But at the end of the day into la iphumi. Yabona lapha enkona lapha eSouth Africa la ungaya endaweni ezingabo import le eLimpopo le.
Mhm.
You know bane elokuze ni chrome na bandisi. Ungakhangela abantu abaround indawo naleyo baphucukile bafana abancane abasebenzi they just get lokuzema imali from ikhomina leyana theirs kwakhiwe kulezindle ezinhle yabona izimbogo ungaze uthi uthiwa kule gold around lapha abantu bakhona bayasokola uye endawo zabo mvuma le lapho kule chrome khona we got the best chrome edlelele eSouth Africa la quality ukuthi kuyaphi okuyinto lokhu amaprogram angaphuma kanje. Kodwa ukuthi kuza kuphetha ngani akulapha ekhona maybe ngingasiza amadoda kule ndawo lapho yabona kwenzakala khona. We are rated as the most learned people in Africa. Ngoba nje siyemakukhulunywa nje ephepheni kanje umuntu ole uyatshaya izandla ukuthi yes namba abantu ngathuke kodwa ukuthi kuphuma kwinto khonokho uyoa at the end of the day laba abakhuluma bona abaphambi konabo bazokuba nemikhaba emikhulu kakhulu. Umuntu osesigangeni ngale hayi nakaze ngibona unkulunkulu obayi something size ngize ngibe la akwenzakali khonokho.
Hayi baba Solomon sikuzwile kahle, ngilethemba lokuthi laba abalaleli bakuzwile la umnumzana ufundi kokuzwile kahle. Siyabonga kakhulu bekuhle bala ukuhlela.
Lami ngiyabonga bakithi, ngiyabonga kwini labalaleli bonke abalaleleyo.
Thank you. Saka Kuru Vanzo Mamunzwere ba Solomon
angazwanga
uSolomon ukhaliswa into A1 enkulu uyasho ukuthi okay, you know these ideas and these programs that are being set up, like for example the one that's being set up by Bafundikwa, they're great when it comes to paper,
right?
But it seems as though when the things trickle down, uh-huh. they never trickle down to the person on the ground. And zvakuru arikumusoroko vanga chingodya madumba chingokura. But I was
and now both Tara Jokura and
Tara. It looks as though the riches don't seem to trickle down, and he has a big problem with that.
Okay. Musaka Muchimbo Varugutio, my program, yes, I am in Gakanaka, Zirzinor, Zira Hong, and the Pacuno Zita,
and Iwa.
No Pereira Gumepo, Kumzasuka, Gunasino Sike.
That's what he seems to have his biggest problem with. Ngizuthi silomunye umlaleli, umlaleli, kola. Hello, and welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah.
Magadi, enyumkomo.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, we are good. Ndiyana Rutsaur?
Ni Kelvin.
Bani?
Kelvin.
Kelvin?
Yeah.
Yebo Kelvin, unjan?
You're right.
Taura huka na wa Kelvin Evans.
Kelvin, you're right. Mike, I wanna touch that. Taura Shona, Taura Ntevele, Taura Churungu.
Don't test it.
Mukoma Kelvin, Zuru Fambere. Ko manje hanzi na mkoma Ephraim varipo pa line hapa tati taura na manje vari kushingirira kugadzirisa nekubatsira kuti vechidiki vapinde muma mining structures vagone kuwana mashandira vangaite vari kuma mining uko imi muri mu line re mining here
yeah and but mwe zvo ZMTF yagere ingori yinongo taura mwezi tozvaidza kazi zveingori makoreshe
28 years. Just to get your thoughts on what Koma Ephraim is talking about, and maybe from your perspective, say Mchinda wechidiki ari muZimbabwe, arikunzwa president vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business. What's your take on what's happening, and what can you do to tap into the Zimbabwe economic system?
Yeah, personally, chef mbona kuti vareta zvingani sezvo musi munhu achangotanga kungopinda pa kanyanga. But
Hey, munenge magato mato throw in the towel erengom. If you were in the shoes of the president today or the minister of youth, what would you be pushing for? What would be the agenda for the youth economically in Zimbabwe today?
Mining, yes, mining, right, but
I think I want to
quit a mining personal
cash. As mining, you have to generate a car, Mkoma Kelvin. Yeah, now I'm cash, no tongue, but no, ndovimbaone vakaterera vakuru vachazvinzwa zvamataura kuti vechidiki vari kudawo kuti dai zvamboita nepamwe vaonawo keshi ichitenderera zvinhu zvichiita zvakanaka.
Chokwadi, keshi ikatenderera nyika inoita zvakanaka.
Aiwa, alright mukoma wangu, thank you very much for joining us. Tichakutsvagai zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera. Umuzwile?
Ngimuzwile kahle ubaba Kelvin esithi you know, kanyanga nisekhathele ubona ngani laba bezanu batshontsha imali what not kodwa.
But Mike, unoziva kuti chipana pane imwe nyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuona zvakanaka kuri kuenda nyika
ngempera
vopedza nguva vachitsvaga kuti ari kutonga ndiani asiri kutonga ndiani. But hoona shamwari dhirama racho, iwewe neni tofanira kungoshanda kuti tidye tigute mudara. So at the end of the day, whether Mike you become president or I become president, at some point it becomes like
irrelevant who president
exactly
is.
Tinofanira kungoshanda kuti so ameno rikatimbonzwa kuti vechidiki vari kushanda vari kuzvigona sei.
Duruba Fundikwa.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundikwa. Hello.
Hello.
Right. Muchiri Poparunare. Good.
Yes.
I have a very, very important question. Murugumunzwa wa Kelvin, Tony Awoi didn't seem very inspired. How are you guys going about dealing with Chidiki? That feels so defeated.
My message to Kelvin is, I'm not sure about his age, but if he is now a decision maker who is someone 18 and above, I would want to encourage him to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be able to change his mindset. I think it's an issue of mindset. Yes, he's looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
But he should be able to
to start or to check the trends of the industry. We in this age, we may not be able to expect those big industries in terms of where we are going technologically and you know, where the world is going. There are a lot of opportunities in our sector, in this mining sector. And you can start small. I think Kelvin, there's all hope is not lost. You should be able to get in touch and you, we should be able to take him through the processes that may actually end up him being one of the prominent entrepreneurs in the sector.
Now, Mkoma, can you walk us through the process itself that allows vanhu vechidiki kuZimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, to become the top entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, especially when we're talking about the program that you guys recently launched?
And if you listened very well in our program, we were talking of gold and chrome mining. And recent, and the government has allowed, has always lifted the ban that was there for export in terms of chrome, raw chrome. But we are saying, because we are not capacitated enough to be able to process, we can, in the short term or to medium term, export that raw chrome. And it's not a very big deal. You just go to the Ministry of Mines, and now it's decentralized. You can get to a mining office or mining commissioner in all the, at least in all the 10 provinces, you can get somewhere where there's an office. And you, it's very easy to locate where the minerals are, because, you know, we have these guys who are already on the ground, it's just an issue of organizing them. When Kelvin, if for example, Kelvin is able to organize these guys, 5 or 10 of them, and they start to mine together. So Kelvin will then be the advisor of some sort, say, this is how we use the money. We will take him also the entrepreneurial mindset change, where you're able to manage the finances that comes from that that mining process. Because what is happening is someone is just mining today, go and sell the gold, and then all the money in terms of financial management skills is also lacking. We also noted that we should be able to have a team that trains young people how to manage finances and to be able to save, to be able to invest.
Now, as a Zimbabwe allied youth in mining, are you guys teaching them this stuff?
Sorry?
Danchiti, as the Zimbabwean allied youth in mining, as an organization, are you guys teaching the youths how to manage their financial means?
Right, we'll do that through a partnership. Because there are financial institutions that are willing to partner with us in terms of training young people in managing finances. But the first thing is we, as the association, are going to organize the sector, organize the young people first. So when they are organized, and when we know their weakness, when we know the gaps that are there, we then invite the financial institutions to say, these guys are not banks. And we are happy that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has also launched the financial inclusion program. We say these guys are not banks. They just mine, they sell the gold and go back to the community. They are not able to manage the finances. Can you take us through the process of managing finances, the cost of managing finances? So it's something that we are going to do, but you would appreciate that in a sector like mining, where there are giants, like you have bigger companies that are already doing that, and they are these illegal miners, the gap is just big. But we should be able to fill in that gap and ensure that
a sector who have young entrepreneurs in terms of mining who are able to say, on a monthly basis, I'm depositing this much in my savings account. I am investing this much on the money market. I am investing this much on the capital market. So we should then be able to build those young people. But it takes an organization that has got a model or that has got a value chain of some sort. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we are also looking forward to be able to process some of these materials, that's these metals within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
But as we are saying, it's a process. And it cannot be a one-day or one-year process.
It takes a while.
In our strategic plan, we should be able to have those projects. And I think we should be able also to invite you to then say, come and see what we're talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
Okay. Mirai Timbukbata Ipamromo, Vafundikwa Timbutura, Umumtereri, we have a different, a new caller on the line, Evans. So Tumbura,
hello.
Right. on the eve of that. Hello.
Yes, yeah, comrade. Muripa Mepo Taura Zheng.
Right. Tutara Panawe, Wakumana, Taura Seba Yuki. Wrong way, government. The editor, Joe, Susu, Atone, Uru, Kunazo, the kids, the kids among one of the passers, we only Maba said it.
But when I'm former,
even how they run Mama in the Aruta or Kurido. The thing is, I just want to take the issue as my youth about you. The other issues, the total normal combat in Makurkosa, you see, one way I can just think of my very director after the one of the Dan Zanafi, Daisy, to wait, no, the budget. If they are using us as exploiting us, because Zing, it will go fast over Panakin one to Buano.
I say, oh, when I come on. When I come on.
Every transaction and I pretend that I save Maria Willy. 2 cents is a row for every dollar. How about in the American $100? $3.
Apo tapanzwa pamakabata apo mataura maonero enyu. Asi ndoda kukubvunzaiwo kuti zvino munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei imimi kuti nyika igadziriswe zvinhu zvifambirewo vechidiki semi. Muma industry ne muma basa.
Kuti zvikambiro isimbi muma industry nemuma basa. Ibonzati hazviri zvema basa tingatotaure because kinzirom election atinakala chedza chatombona. Iyo zvano fanha ito re-engagement yaya vanotaura nezvayo kuti vakajani mamwe ma yegumo nyika dziri kunze iyi. But it's about ndiona vakuru vedu hurumende yedu. Since from 2008, there I go and get it. Because you know, 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 you know,
you know, you know, Zimbabwe is open for business. I must go to
Zimbabwe is open for business. It's just for the access. You don't want to benefit. I can tell you, Zimbabwe is open for business. Go ask. You know, I'm quite serious. You know, Zimbabwe, huh?
Alright, mkoma. No, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa muchitaurawo maonero enyu nemhuri yeZimbabwe kudai.
Yeah, zvakanaka.
Mova nezuva rakanaka.
Alright.
Umuzwile Mike. So the brother is speaking to the idea of the Zimbabwe is open for business.
Mm-hmm.
He feels it's a joke and it's only there to benefit a few elite and mm-hmm. none of the intended beneficiaries. So as a young man, he feels like they are not part of it. It's not. It's never meant for them. They don't get to benefit or see the fruits of
this.
Nothing.
Yeah. I buffet to what's starting Kefana. Let's take a little break. Lapa Lamshanje Gushelo, we have we're starting our segments. Lapo, we're giving you little PSAs, and of course Lamshanje Yokala will be about Amundo Kusakulayo. We are all pleading to you in Jenga Lis, we are Bantu Abatabukagwele Zimbabwe, all people who live in Zimbabwe. We have a quick plea, a PSA. We have been supplied with a couple of information of a young gentleman who has gone missing. So, Bafetu will play this video for you. And, of course, if you know where this gentleman is, if you know where this young lad is, please contact the details that you will see on the video that is coming up next. And we will reiterate on it. Let's go to that quick video, Bafetu. Right, Bafetu Lebonile Lapa Ukit Matimati went missing on Friday, 28 September 2018, around midday. Bafetu, if you know where he is, if you have seen Keith, we plead with you all. Please contact Mr. L. Matimati at 263-776-153-267, or you can contact Mrs. L. Rubaza, 263-77-278-5976, or you can contact ZRP at Kuwadzana Police Station. The number, of course, is 263-421-0288. His name is Keith Matimati. He was last seen on Friday, the 28th of September. Around midday, he was wearing a number 11 Brazil soccer team shirt. Bafetu, please, if you see Keith, please, please, I beg of you, I plead with you all, contact the above people. Vanzo.
Eish. Mwana we hanzaita seko. Vanu wanu darire yuko.
Amen. Eish. Nito upenyo.
Toto imba cha kurumbizo kuwana vanu muona. Mm-hmm. Va zivise va kumbiro kutiva zivise. Mapulisa hanzi ndeku kuwadzana.
Kuwadzana police station.
Okay. Mapulisa aripejiko. Kana mataza kubatawe kuwadzana. Bata ichero mapulisa aripejiko nemi.
Mm-hmm. Dibacheli.
Muva zivise. You never know. You might just help somebody today.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the topic at hand.
We have another caller.
Kola kola mlaleli mtereri. Hello, hello.
Anon's mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Magadi, are you mkom?
Kipo simba magadi iko.
Aiwa, tiripo. Zita ndia?
Nindiwetu vastole.
Ah, vastole. Mnuta wala ndebele?
Yeshona.
Ashona chete. All right, Vanzo, taurao na vastuwe.
Muno dakara ere msharu kwa?
Ndino dakara. Asuma amandi kanga nwaka.
Ah, una yasi mbapinda mchirongo waka nasi mkom.
No, yeah, maiga. Atombo taura msati mafona kutanza hand blast ndakaba maka. Mkom.
Ah, zotombo.
Vamuna angagwa, varu kuparidza kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Vamwe vechidiki muZimbabwe, varu kuchema, varu kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwewo vakajamba maboda, vakaenda kwakasiyana siyana. Vamwe ndovari vakakwirawo dzindege, vakaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa kutsvaga kurarama. Zvino hanzi kwava nenew dispensation. Zvochiitwa seiko nai mukoma kuti vechidiki vawane chavanobatawo pavanga mhanye napo. Vajgo vachiguta.
Ya, munozvo zviri kunesa.
Eh.
Chokwadi ndo chinonyanya kunesa kutaura munyika medu muZimbabwe muno. Ndete gona kutaura chokwadi ndizvo zvaigadzirika zvakanaka. Honai izvozvi so tine vana so ndinotonyanya kurwadzwa vanoti ndenge ndine vana. Ndemwana akagraduate ane 6 years. Pasaira sikuwanika. Zvonzi takukupai mukana wokuopen a business riri futi. Amoti zvinorwadza izvozvo shiwa. Asi ndikurikurira patichingonyeperwa, tichingonyeperwa zuva nezuva, hatingonyeperwa chete. Taimboimbirwa masongo, rambai makashinga, tikaramba takashinga, apo kibheti mukuramba tichingonzwa, takachembera taizvi.
Hei.
Tichingotaurwa nyaya iyoyo chete ngoti zvakati zvinozodai, zvakati zvinozodai. vakomana vaimbona marwadziro atinoitwa so hazvimbonaki dzimufungi tiri kurwadziwa handiti maona
zvoitwa sei
naiyoka haingonzi mikana pese pese handiti maona mikana iye itori pachavo ndozvinotirwadza izvozvo mikana yeyainzi mikana iyi yoitwa kuti the ordinary people vamwe vanhu vazve vanenge vaakutosarudzana pachavo vopanana mikana iyeyo kana vakada kupanana mari dzavo dzokubatsana ndokoko kwavari ndokwadzino vomuzhinja vadziwani
zvino zvingagadziriswe sei nhai mukoma wangu
hai ndaitarwadziwa tidi kunyepa paingodihwa kuti dei vakashida yavo handiti da munoona utsinyi hunongonetsa muno kwatiri isusu mukurarama kwedu munyika medu ka ndokuti hatidi isusu zvinonakira vamwe vanhu vese dei vanhu ava kuri kuti from the wedi zvese zvinoitwa ungatizoda ngati hapana chinonaka apa kana politics dzemunotsinya kugadziriswa handiti ko vanhu vakangotaurana vakaita kuti vanhu vaitisirarame zvakanaka zvinoita sei
aiwa ndatenda mukoma wangu vasitole manzwa mike zviri kutaurwa navasitole rega tigotaura kuti vari kuti kudi tigovanyeya vaenda tokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
ngatikurudzirane nyaya yachiro pamunoita maprogram senyuka ngatikurudzirane kuti vanhu havasiye mweya yomuvengo kana munhu akaita opposition hatichafani kuvengana ngatitaura kuti tiri vake nyika handiti
ndizvozvo
ngatiite program chimbotiitira program iye vanhu tichifona tinyatsokuonesa vanhu ava kuti kana munhu akaita kuoposa ndokuti murambe nezvitonga ka mugadzirise zvinhu manje kati munhu weopposition zenienemy zvinotaura chii
aiwa taanzwa mukoma anzi shoko hari vhikwi sezvibhakera rinosvika chete kwarakananga so tichataura mike uwanzwa chirongwa chiri kudiwa namukoma
stola ngemzivulu babo stole vanyatsotaura nyaya yavo zvechokwadi
all right mukoma wangu mova nezuva rakanaka
tinaro yedu zuva riri nanasi harinyatsotiitira zvakanaka
all right regai tibate vamwe vateereri so
zvakanaka
mike Mr. Stole, your favorite brother, he says he's got a daughter who graduated 6 years ago.
But still,
nothing has happened. No job, no business opportunity, no nothing. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, so it's 6 years wasted of no life. So he says people are just lying. The government is not giving them opportunities. They are only meant for a few in the right circles. Mm-hmm. And then so he cries that opportunities should be made available to everybody, not just a select few, like he feels. And he also adds that the politics of the country should be set right, and then everything else should come after.
Okay, with that in mind, let's go back to Vafundikwa. Vafundikwa, mchiripo pano nare?
Yes, mchiripo pano
right. Aiwa. Tiripo, Vasitole pointed out something very, very important, which raised a big question in my mind, is how do you go about selecting the miners, vechidiki, that you guys as an organization choose to work with? Is it people that are just coming from the top crop, variba elites, or is it people that you feel, okay, abandwe vechidiki, yibo abantu abasokholayo, vane potential of generating something positive for the country?
Thank you. I think we pointed out that on the day when we made our press update or press brief, we work with both miners who are already on the ground and those who intend to venture into mining. So we are not selective, and I would want to point out that this organization is apolitical. It doesn't follow any political party or subscribe to a political party, but it's an organization that is founded on principles of coexistence. We would want to have young people from wherever they are to participate in the mining sector. So the opportunities are there for young Zimbabweans. We don't select it on the basis of politics. We don't select on the basis of education. We just say, if your desire is in the mining sector, we can show you the way how you'll be able to mine. So both young people who have graduated
with mining degrees. So that's why I was saying mining engineers are there, mining surveyors are there.
Mm-hmm.
Or young people who have not even completed grade 7 or primary education.
Mm-hmm.
They are there, they are working in the communities in terms of they are illegally mining. So we organize them into sector, into syndicates, and then be able to assist them. And I would want to point out that we are pursuing a partnership with Empower Bank. You may recall that there's a bank that is that has been commissioned for young people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And through that partnership, we should then be able to finance a project for the small-scale miners, especially those who would want compressors or jackhammers or the chemicals that may want that are used in the mining process.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount that can ensure that a young person can start mining a registered claim. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to work with involving again on that. But for bigger mining claims, we will then pursue the investment route where we should be able to partner with other investors, like if they're coming from China, if they're coming mm-hmm. from America. We would want also your organization to refer even investors to us so that such partnerships can be used. We are also pursuing joint ventures where a young person probably has explored a mining claim mm-hmm. or has registered a mining claim or a syndicate has registered a mining claim. Then we have investors coming from South Africa probably to form a joint venture and they can start mining. These big mining companies that you see have not just started on that note, but some have started small.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw them growing
into something,
and we'd want to see that for young people. So we don't select on the basis of education or political affiliation. Every young person is free to join our organization and start the process of mining. And we'll take each other through. We are also learning, and when they come in, they also share ideas. So it's a platform to share ideas, platform to interact, platform to link with others. There's no monopoly of information or ideas.
Right. Once again, Mr. Fundiko, please hold on to the line one more time. Bafethu Nqalingena, if you all now sandungena kuhlelo isikhathi Evans 8:53 Zimbabwe. 7 minutes left in the program. Bafethu, we have one more caller to take, and then sesifika emaphetheleni kohlelo. Mlaleli mthereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Magadi enyimko.
Wathiripo magadi mkomo.
Ayi wathiripo zita ndiyani?
Zita ndisikhumbuzo moyo.
Hawu baba moyo unjani?
Uyakhuluma ubaba moyo.
Ayi nya kunjani?
Hayi siphili kanti usukhuluma nami ngesitshona wangakhulumi ukuthi hayi baba mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Mina ngiyakhuluma zonke ilanguage isona isiNdebele konke.
Uyabona ke ngiyabathanda abantu bakumthwakazi. Right baba moyo udaba olusegudwini uluzwile wena uthini nga
indaba le eyokulungisisa ezemali lezi ayikho indaba abangayilungisisa ukuthi uthi ungalungisisa imali ungalungisisanga khona lapho kuvela khona imali.
Mm-hmm.
Into okufuze bayenze ukuthi bathole i-source of ukuthi bavule ama-industry asebenze ukuze abantu babe nemali elizweni.
Mm-hmm.
I-problem yemali yakusiphelile.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa as long ama-industry evaliwe abantu bengasebenzi, imali le abatshona beyilungiselele ukuthi balungiselele imali lokhu nalokhu yiza kula nto abangayenza.
Kodwa baba, kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze i-industry yangkhona ivuleke ke?
Ukuze i-industry ivuleke ukuthi balungise ama-policies awelizwe, bahlale phansi abantu kuwelelwane kwenziwe into ezi-straightforward ezingelabutsotsi phakathi.
kodwa uyamuzwa lapha ubaba uEfrem Fundikwe sithi umongameli yena is made ama policies lawo more flexible for abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi labo who are looking to get into mining ukuthi labo bathole imali encane bafake epoketini.
Ngibuzo ukuthi ngisiza kahle yena especially thina abantwana esingeqhelizweni okwamanje. Sena thina abenze like ba wasikhiphela ama-stand okule nto ezi-straightforward ezinamaphepha ezilento zonke sizakhona ukuba
mangelawo
ma-stand ingaukansila otheke kuye ngena omunye ukansila ole ezingekho emthethweni ukusebenzisa ama-resources
baba moya ngicela uchede kancane ngoba i-network yakho keeps breaking now awusazwakali.
Okay.
Yebo. Usuzwakala kahle. Ngwa, perfect.
Inkinga esilayo yoleyo kokuthi abafowethu. Baba zikho straightforward since for 37 years abantu sokuze kuluza ipatience from ebantwini ngokuthi into zabo zila straightforward. Into yabo ayilahlelo lwabo olu straightforward. Manje bebesitshela ukuthi ibondi le-US dollar imali elinganayo kodwa manje sokutshintshile sokuthiwa kazisalingani kanjani. So into yabo nto into zabo bathatha i-goal post balifakele lapha abafuna ukufaka i-goal bora khona ukuthi athini selilapha ma wena uthi uthi ufuna ukuthola igoli le indawo. So these people are very angry and selfish. Umbuso nabawenza for 37 years akula nto abasenzele yona. They are failing. Abavume ukuthi bayehluleka. They are failure.
Hayi baba Sikhumbuzo, sikuzwile kahle baba. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, thank you mtakaba.
Right, Evans umzwile ubaba Sikhumbuzo.
Angiyamuzwanga.
Uyakhala ukuthi ama policies, ma policies emthungameli wenyika anza aiwa, they need to be a little more flexible so that they can accommodate Ranwejidiki. He feels as though these policies that have been set up make it very, very difficult, especially for some people to understand the policies in the first place.
Because
I spoke about Mthungameli wenyika seems to have made the certain policies more flexible for Ranwejidiki so that they can get into mining. But it's not clear and straightforward for them to say, okay, ukafura pana A, uchenda kuna B. It's that easy for you to get to B.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. No, ta zo anzwa manje kuti vatichi.
So vafundikwa pasara 2 minutes muchirongwa pedza ika muchirongwa pedza ichirongwa. I guess finish your last words. Last minute wrap up. Muchi tudza kuti kana vanhu vachida to get more information on Zimbabwe Allied Youths in Mining, you keep referring them to you guys. Where are they supposed to go?
Right, mazita, nguwa enyu ndo ya kupera kai. Saka ndirikuti izvo muchidimbu. Vana vechidiki ngavasachira kunze, ngavauye tibatane tichere migodhi yedu, maresources aya aripo kuti tiite basa. Mukatya kuti mapolicies haana kuikwana haasi kutendera vechidiki kuita. Inga tiri kutaura wani isu tirimo uyai takazvitanga isu tiri kuita. Saka moteverawo kaimomo vatiri kufamba namo. Tiri kuti mapolicies haangonaki zuva iroro. Tikabatsirana tose tinosvika kwakanaka. The experience that you get when you start mining, and I think you agree with me, if you are entrepreneurs, you need to start something. So the moment you start to experience it. And when you experience it, you'll be able also to share with others what you are doing. So we are open. As young people would want to say again, we are open for business. As this nation is open for business, as young miners, we are also open for business.
All right, wafundi kwa nguva, ndia pera mkoma. Thank you so much. Right, Evans,
we had a good show, man.
Good show, conversation, yeah, well done.
We'll do this again sometime very soon.
Thank you for everyone that joined. Uhlelo bafundikwa, thank you so much. Abalaleli, thank you so much. Olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Let's meet same place, same time next week. Mumaikobe. Have a good time.
Evans Zeninga, out.